In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Oh, boy.
Oh, now it's crashing.
Oh, John,
you're a fucking disaster today.
No, this guy was up all night fucking jerking off to pictures of Maxie, dude.
Oh my god. Dude, I woke up.
Not Maxim, Maxie.
Dude. Yeah, Tyrese Maxie gave John a Maxie. Yeah.
Oh my god. I woke up so hungover this morning.
Hey, big night for the Sixers. Big night for the Sixers.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever been to a volcano? When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers! It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We just won a fucking
war! That's what you said, man.
Well, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
Super Hoopers!
All right. Welcome to Super Hoopers, inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. I'm your host, Matt Hill. With me, John Hill, Dave Feeder, Nick. Boys!
Oh, fuck. Matt, you're back already, dude. Oh, it's like when your parents come home like from a vacation. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, no. I went away, and the NBA got into the liquor cabinet. I think it's safe to say the league's drunk. It's official.
So drunk.
Do the sirens.
As drunk as me last night. I started the night with the margarita, and it just kept adding. And man, did I feel terrible this morning.
Can't go. March midweek.
John, you need to, if you hadn't been on 20 vacations already this year, I would say your wife deserves one for all the videos you make her, like, fucking take of you. Like,
yeah, right, babe,
you got to take a video of me watching the Sixers pick, okay, for the boys.
Right, no, but also, there are several videos of whenever the Sixers do something, John likes to go. I imagine you go get in your car, you drive around town yelling at random strangers what they did, and you make your wife come with you.
Drive around the Fox garage.
Yeah.
No, actually, we were on our way.
The Sixers have us traded for a second round pick, everybody. Whoa.
Hey, look, like American hero
Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey and Paul Revere, two people that really put their dent in.
They put their dent in the universe, as Sankey would say.
And, you know, the people need to know not everyone has Twitter, not everyone has. You know, lives a fortunate life like us with an iPhone and internet access and 500 unread WhatsApp messages of every single fucking transaction. It's like, guys, I follow Woj, I follow Shams, but I need to make sure, you know.
You got to make sure everyone in the chat knows. Everyone in the chat needs to know when David Nwaba resigns, okay? Come on.
That's right. Oh, huge Rockets news.
Yeah, Laker legend, David Nwaba. Everyone knows him.
Yep.
Okay, so Dave's got a hard out at 4. So I think what we do, we just go an hour. There's enough news that we just hop from news item to news item. I mean, I don't, to be honest, there's just so many things have happened in the past week. I don't even know where to start. I guess the biggest news,
I guess the biggest news, John, Sixers, huge draft pick last night. Isaiah Joe, are you pumped for Isaiah Joe?
Dude, first of all, Isaiah Joe, what a great name.
No. In this draft, that's a 50th percentile name.
In this draft,
this guy's average. That guy's coming in way behind Tyrese, Maxey.
I made the list of the great names from last night and posted it on our Twitter account. And I mean, it is elite. These names are
absolutely
like,
not even
some of these players that I like two Cassiuses that went back to back.
I think it's Cassius.
Cassius. Excuse me.
You made it less cool, Dave.
That's true. Two Cassius.
They play Casio keyboards. they play Casio keyboards.
Well, Casio, a great name. Casio, a great name for a kid.
Great name. Yeah, two Cassiuses that went back to back. Justinian Jessup. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yam. Look. Yam. A guy named Yam?
Dude. Just think about it. When you get dunked on by him, you've been yammed?
Dude.
Oh, you've been yammed.
The names are so good. People didn't even blink an eye with Obi Toppin. They're just like, oh, yeah, Obi Toppin.
I mean, we can go in order. The ones that I put were, you know, I mean, LaMelo Ball, if we weren't so familiar with the Ball family, amazing name.
Yeah.
For a basketball player, LaMelo Ball, I mean, fantastic, fantastic basketball player name.
Right.
Obi Toppin. Onyeka Okongwu.
Yeah.
Like, Killian Hayes. I mean, Denny. You just call him Denny. Denny Avdija. Tyrese Halliburton, probably the best name.
It's so good. So good.
Nick should have drafted him, but yeah, what are you going to do? Sadiq Bey, fantastic name.
Great R&B singer.
Great. Isn't that what Mos Def changed his name to?
I think it was. he rejected his God-given name of Mos Def.
That's right. Just like Cassius Clay.
Mr. and Mrs. Def were not happy with that, I'm sure.
No, they were not happy. Precious Ochua.
Right, oh, right. But you know, Precious has got a brother named God's Gift and another brother named God's Will.
So yes. Oh, he's
not,
incredible.
He's the third best name in his own family.
Right. Tyrese Maxey. John's got a chub already. Tyrese Maxey. Leandro Bolmaro.
Great dictator of Brazil too.
Sounds like a bad guy in like Ocean's 14. Like
the names,
Emmanuel Quickly.
Right, future Nick, right?
Future Nick legend. Udoka Azubuike.
Right,
great name. Malachi Flynn.
That's just run of the mill now. Malachi Flynn used to be top tier talent.
That's solid. Middle of the road on this list, but needed to be included.
Yeah.
Desmond Bane.
Right.
Fantastic name. Tyrell Terry. Any alliteration name is great.
Love it.
Theo Maledon and Saban Lee. I thought was
well.
Was
my favorite good. Thing about your list, you posted this list on Instagram, and then at the bottom of the list, you wrote two Cassiuses. And the names are so good. I thought there was somebody named Two Cassiuses.
Two Cassia.
Two first name, last name Cassiuses. That's how good. That's elite. Elite. I did not expect this. We start with this, but okay. All right. Hooper's back.
I didn't either. But you know, Hooper's. There it is.
Yeah. Well, you're the one who read the list. You're just on air. Sorry. Read the list, Dave. It's not like we had a gun to your head. So it was kind of what you did.
I mean, the more we talk about the list, the less we have to talk about the Knicks. So
also, Matt already did this bit.
I don't know. I literally did this bit like 4 weeks ago.
Reading Get At Me Dogs with Baron David.
Thanks, John, for pointing that out. Because I literally did this like, I don't know, a month ago. You stay off the edibles, Dave.
Yeah, there was no Precious on your list. I mean, come on. We need to add to the list.
All right. Where do you want to start? Should we start with the Clay news? Let's start with.
Do we have to? It's
the most recent news. Yeah, Klay Thompson tore his Achilles. This just, I mean, obviously it's sad. He's going to miss at least 2 years. He missed last year and then this year. I don't know. What do the Warriors do? It's like the Warriors last year without him were bad. Like before Steph went down, they were just bad.
What do you mean? They went out and got Kelly Oubre.
Dude, Kelly Oubre sucks. I had enough of this, like acting like Kelly Oubre is like a decent player. He's not a decent player. It's like,
no, I'm saying they've embraced that they're not going to be good, and they're just trying to get handsomer. They're just trying to be hot. Like trust me, Draymond's getting traded tomorrow. I'm telling you.
They're trying to sell calendars. They're trying to sell Warriors calendars.
Their owner's trying really hard to get all fans in the arena. I think they said like $50 million to get fans in the arena to like rapid test and do all. But it's like, who's going to want to watch them play?
Right. I mean, women age 18 to 25, John. That's Kelly Oubre.
Yeah. My wife got season tickets. So
Your wife is Kelly Oubre. Yeah. He's a little, he's out of control. So what do they do? Because they're going to be bad. We saw they were bad without Clay.
I guess you just like your focus is on Wiseman and like his development.
But that you're just wasting another year of Curry's prime. So, I mean, Curry is still presumably like top five player in the league. So you're just going to throw away. I mean, they're not, there's no way they're going to be competitive.
I know. They got to trade Wiseman to the Nets for KD. Bring KD back. We're sorry. We're really sorry, KD.
We're sorry that your titles don't count and no one cares about them. But this time they will. This time, let's run it back.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants KD back.
You've obviously learned already that Kyrie is a monster, and like we're giving you an out.
It's just a weird situation, and I honestly don't know how I'd handle it because I don't really see a path forward. The only thing I was thinking is like, what if they traded Curry? They said, "Hey, Curry, we'll trade you." Well, first you go to Curry. Hey, we'll do whatever you want to do, but we'll trade you, and then you just come re-sign with us. We'll tank for 2 years. We'll get some good young talent, and just come re-sign with us because I think he has 2 years left on his contract this year and the next year. I mean, I'm kind of joking, but it's like, what else do you do? Like, you don't want to be just middle of the road, which is the best you'll be, and you're just throwing away years of Curry's prime. So I don't know. It's tough.
But I mean, look, they last year was also an aberration where they were drunk off multiple championships in KD. So I wouldn't necessarily say those few games that Curry played is emblematic of who they'll be this year. You know what I mean? Because like, dude, you win that much, like, you know, you're kind of, the team could be slightly different. So I don't think they're going to be bottom barrel team. I can't imagine. I mean, I'll tell you that Charlotte's going to be worse. There's a lot worse teams.
Yeah. Well, that's what we said last year. Last year, we're like, well, that can't be bottom. Even without Clay, they still got Steph. But even before Steph got hurt, they were bad. What
I just said that you ignored was that is a different team that came off the KD trade. And there's everyone said it. They were like, look, you can't just be in the championship every single year and then come back playing hard. And it was so obvious that they weren't. So they're going to retool a little. And like, clearly Draymond just didn't give a fuck last year. That dude was literally on TV more than playing basketball.
Right. Yeah.
I think Draymond and Steph, like, I can't imagine them being this bad again. Unless it's a thing where they're like, they get slight injuries and they do what they did this year. But I think those two guys will probably have a little more pride having spent a year off from actually trying to just like get beat by bad teams, you know?
It's confirmed now though, right? Like LeBron just going to dance into another chip now, right? Like,
hey, I think there are some reasons for optimism as he's not going to dance into another chip. I think the Clippers was a uniquely bad situation where those dudes just didn't like each other. They're also kind of seems to be guys who, I don't know how to put this. I mean, maybe the Clippers are a whole different team next year because they were very unhappy in the bubble, and maybe they'll be happier outside the bubble this year, something to prove. So I don't think it's a given that LeBron just gets another title. But back to the Warriors, I hear what you're saying, John, but I think at the same time, when you've won that many titles, you know what it takes to be a title team. You know if you have it or not. We saw this with LeBron when he was with Cleveland. Like, he knew when the years he didn't have it, and he would kind of like just give up in certain series where he's like, all right, we can't win this series. And I think the Warriors, if they're being honest, they're like, we don't have it. They'll know that. And then even if they want to try, it's just hard to try when you know that you don't have enough to cross the finish line.
Yeah, but again, I don't think they'll get – there's a difference between thinking you're a championship team versus like bottoming out.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying. You know, I just don't think that. And also, like, even the beginning of last year, Draymond was hurt before Steph got hurt. It just was like a weird, dumb year for them. Like, no one was like, they're going to pull it off this year. Everyone's like, nah, they're going to take this year off.
Look, I would say 2020 has challenged and has reshaped the way we work, but it's almost over. And businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient when every hire is critical. And Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site. According to ComScore, it helps you find quality candidates quickly. Like, the Warriors maybe need to replace Klay Thompson. And now Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move you as that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Term and conditions apply. Sorry, John. I just had to get that off my chest.
Wow.
That's a valid point.
Are you
great point?
Bit? Wow. I mean, Dave took your funny names bit, so you're taking my read. I love this. Okay.
Hey, Dave. Westbrook to the Knicks? Has it happened yet? Has it been announced yet? I know you're looking there on Twitter.
No. Much bigger trade. Ed Davis and two future second rounders.
So do you think...
Or Obi Toppin?
I
guess they just wanted off of Ed Davis's contract.
So do you think that... So who gets a bigger haul, Ed Davis or Russell Westbrook? Who's the bigger trade package? Nobody wants Russ.
I mean, it sounds like whoever takes Russ has like pretty good leverage at this point.
And by whoever you mean, the Knicks, right? I mean, by the time this podcast posts, he'll be in there. Come on, Dave. Come on, just embrace it. He's going to the Knicks.
It's quite possible.
They didn't draft any guards.
They cleared like all the cap today.
Yeah, they cleared cap.
They dropped Taj, Portis, Elfrid Payton. They didn't re-sign Dotson or Kenny Wooten. So I mean, there's $40 million. Yeah. Weird. Perfect amount of money to.
the only hurdle is Russ a CAA guy? Because it seems like they only draft or hire CAA guys. So I don't know if he's a CAA guy or not. So
can you tell me, is that a good way to operate your front office or a bad way to operate?
It seems like when you're running a business, you want to limit yourself just to one option. Yeah. You don't want to look at all the other ones.
No, there are two options, CAA and or Kentucky.
CAA and or guys who will switch agencies to say CAA.
Yeah. Right. Or any guys that scum ass fucking Calipari is like, hey, come on, thank this kid.
Is there a college coach that is ethical in any way? Like I was watching the draft coverage last night and they show me Bruce Pearl and I'm like, yo, is this dude trying to sell me a used pirate ship? Like what this guy is doing? I wouldn't trust like two nickels around this guy. Like this guy just seems like the worst.
Somebody made a great meme. They put like Bruce Pearl's like zooming in last night, which would look, I think it was Network said that it looked like he was like zooming from like a bank heist, like on top of a bank. And then like they put that like next to like Calipari's, which looked like it was like shot like on film. HD zoom. Like how the fuck? Also, it was like sponsored by Papa John's. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
How many camera technicians had to get COVID for Calipari to look that good?
No joke. I sent that to someone on our team and was like, yo, we have to find out who shot this zoom and hire this person.
Yeah. Seriously.
It was literally that good. I think it
was the guy that shot Horse on ESPN earlier in the summer, right?
mean Trey Young's nephew?
Yeah.
I mean, who could forget that thing was better than The Last Dance?
That's right. We're playing all the COVID hits.
That was the beginning of the coronavirus. It was tough. It was tough. I wasn't thinking straight. Come on. We just were holding on to any sign of hope.
Dave, can you quickly, while we're on the topic, can you just give us a rundown of how you feel?
Emmanuel, quickly?
No, just because I don't understand. I don't understand the Knicks as well. So, like, what are the Knicks fans feeling about what you guys did?
I think the consensus is that a lot of people wanted Haliburton and were shocked that he was still available. But I think everyone acknowledges that Obi Toppin has a lot of offensive talent. He's a homegrown kid. He seemed to really want to come to the Knicks, which is a fucking rarity these days. And the fact that I think what scared so many people about him was that they wanted him so badly that there was so much talk yesterday morning about trading up for him, which would have been a fucking disaster to give up assets to get him. But I think most smart people seem to agree that getting him at number eight was pretty good.
Are you happy?
Yeah. I am. Okay. I like, of all the joking about it, like online. Yes. I like the kid. I think he's going to be really fun. You're going to have to, I mean, Tibbs is going to have his fucking hands full trying to scheme to hide him on defense. I mean, honestly, what's going to end up happening is Mitchell Robinson's going to foul out of every game because OB can't help him. Like, so that's going to be a disaster. But on the offensive end, I mean, athletic kid who can shoot threes and who's like a dunk highlight reel. Like, I mean, I think, and you know, I think the other issue that people brought up is his age, but it's like, it's not like the dude's 30, like fucking he's 22. I mean, like,
I mean, also it's like he grew.
One thing, if you're old enough to rent a car in college, I don't know if you should be drafted in the top 10.
But he grew like 6 inches when he was 20 or something, I think. So it it wasn't, I mean, I don't know. I think we're seeing kind of like, you know, had he had the size that he has now,
he was the player that he was the Wooden like award winner last year, like player of the year in college. Like,
I'm not
honestly, like, everybody's a fucking expert on draft night and nobody fucking knows shit. You know, it's like, well, we got to see.
Considering how many people think LaMelo Ball is going to be good. I would not.
What? Fucking,
holy shit. Folks.
Fucking.
Did you
Anthony
see that?
Anthony Edwards was the number one pick. Come on. It's like, dude, Anthony Edwards, number one pick. This ESPN story drops the day before where he's like, yeah, I don't like basketball. I'm not really like, you know, like basically I wanted to be a football player, but then I figured out I could dunk and like, yeah, okay. I guess I'll be a basketball player. Combine that with the concern with him, his basketball IQ, and he doesn't really like the game. Like, what player where you hear they don't like basketball has ever worked out in the history of the league? Ever.
And
it's like all the
right.
And
right.
If you don't like basketball, most players are smart enough not to say it to a fucking reporter. Yeah,
right.
Surround
themselves with people who throw a body in front of it.
Like,
and
this is like fucking like you're admitting to a crime. Right. Like, you should work for the Trump administration. You're basically like, yeah, we did the collusion.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it's that. It's like, the teams are, I guess, so blindsided by his athleticism or something. And it's just like, well, he'll figure it out. Spoiler alert, they never figure it out. It never happens.
Never figure out, especially in Minnesota.
Right, especially in Minnesota. And it was like that story got posted on Reddit. And in the comments, there's all sorts of Reddit commenters like telling stories about him, which maybe aren't true. Like maybe these stories are all made up. Maybe it's copypasta. There's like stories of him like bringing food into Benihana's and like cooking it on the grill, which, okay, maybe that's a joke. I don't know if it's a joke or not, but it's a funny joke if it is. But it's, I mean, still, the fact that I don't know if it's a joke or not about this guy, that's a red flag. If you told me that story about, you know, I don't know about Tyrese Halliburton, I'd be like, no. All that doesn't jive with anything else I've heard about Tyrese Halliburton. But when you tell me about that, about Anthony Edwards, I'm like, yeah, well, maybe he's bringing stuff into the Benihana's to cook. I don't know.
They said, the story is that he brought a pot of gumbo to the Benihana and spilled it on the grill.
I admit it sounds suspicious, John. I admit it sounds suspicious, okay?
I mean, I have so many questions, though. Like, was he expecting the chef to, like, chop it up? Like, chop the gumbo up? Like, dude, was the gumbo frozen?
But here's the thing. He could have been like, listen, I need you to add to this gumbo.
Right.
See, I need to get you involved in the offense. See, what? Maybe he's a team player.
Now that he's gone to me, I don't look. And I know 3 years or 4 years ago, I came on this podcast and was like, I am so sure Lonzo Ball is going to be a great player. And like, I would bet anything. That's it. I feel the opposite, like, about Anthony Edwards. And so I may be wrong about Anthony Edwards, like I'm wrong about Lonzo Ball, but I've never seen a guy where it was like clear, like flashing red lights, like bust, where everything I read about him, I'm like, wow, this sure sounds like a bust. And then he still goes number one.
The
great
only
job.
Time that has happened is LaMelo Ball. dude, did you watch his interview with Jalen Rose?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh my God. I watched the clip. Literally a coworker came in today, was like, yeah, I watched this interview. LaMelo seems really dumb, right? And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
I met the dude.
Yes. Have you watched any of the Facebook watch series, Ball in the Family? There's no, at no moment does LaMelo Ball come off well in Ball in the Family. And it's fucking produced by the Ball family. Like, it's like, this is like a propaganda from the Soviet Union that's making the Soviet Union look bad. It's like, you can't even make your own propaganda. It's like the material you have to work with is so terrible that you can't even make them look good.
Yo,
sorry, John.
In the interview, Jalen was like, what do you like run through your day? He's like, I wake up at like 8 o'clock, get some food, put some you wake up at 8 o'clock? Bro, you're trying to be the number one pick. Like Westbrook,
yeah,
fucking Maxie. Yeah, these guys are in the gym at 6.
Jimmy Butler's in the gym at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I shouldn't be waking up earlier than you.
Right?
I should look. Yeah, I should not be waking up an hour and a half after you. It's like, come on, man.
Dude, and his shot looks so it's a two-handed like chest shot. I was listening to another pod today where they were talking about how great he's going to be, and I'm like, what crazy pills am I taking?
Dude, how much money are the Ball family paying Jonathan Givony? Jonathan Givony is out there just standing his ass off for LaMelo Ball. He's like, interviews don't matter. Interview? What are you talking about? Like, interviews is how you get to know a person. It's like, if I'm doing a podcast and, you know, Dave's sitting there like a brick wall, like not saying anything witty or intelligent, like, you know, like when Joe Spellman came on, it's like, get this dude off the podcast. You know, I could learn something in an interview. If LaMelo Ball, you know, is waking up at 8 a.m. and like, you know, not working and just seeming like he's got rocks for brains. Like, how am I not supposed to use that information?
Did you see that clip of the ESPN reporter that like was there reporting on the draft party at their house last night?
No,
like he came on with Pablo Torre today and was dude, first of all, you had to sign a waiver to come in and like get like your temperature taken because there was like fucking 100 people there.
Yeah.
Well, like in the fucking like the worst of our pandemic so far, like
the height,
already like I wouldn't be surprised if reports come out 2 weeks from now that people got COVID at the fucking Ball draft.
Yeah, there was
party.
Like a billion people there.
Every party.
Yeah. But then,
that one was the worst. A lot of them had a billion people there.
That was the worst because looked like a party. Like a lot, some of it was like, looks like okay, like just like some more family than other places, like whatever. Right. You know, like Denny's was weird because he was like in a restaurant.
I thought he was in a wine cellar. I was like, that's a little bit of a red flag, Dave. Come on, dude. Like you can't be.
No, hey, I'm off him. I'm off Denny.
Okay, all right. Fuck him. All right. All right. So
hope he has a terrible Passover. But the other thing he reported is that before the draft happened, a fucking chauffeur pulled up with like a white, like Rolls Royce SUV. It was a present from LeVar to LaMelo, and LaMelo got in without his shirt on, got in and drove it around. And he was like, "Dad, I love it." I'm like, the whole like night was so amazing in general because you had these kids fucking crying with their parents. Like some of them have lost like family members. I mean, I thought it was the best draft because like we didn't have to put up with like the booing like scumbags like in the crowd and shit.
Right.
Like,
they kept the Philly trash away.
Yeah, the Philly trash, the angry Knicks fans, like you know, like the kids crying.
Yeah, we didn't have to see the racist Boston fan celebrating Peyton Pritchard's drafting.
Right.
What are we?
No, but like the whole night was like so beautiful because you had these kids like dreams coming true, and they were just with like an intimate like get together with their families, their loved ones. Like it was amazing. Like I thought it was so touching. Meanwhile, like you had the fucking balls there, like looked like he was like fucking like at some fucking Vegas party or something.
Yeah, LaMelo Ball's like
with the stupid idiot fucking huge chain on and shit. Like, oh God, huge red flag.
LaMelo Ball getting his eighth Rolls Royce. It's like,
I think LaMelo has a lot of talent and I think he'll have games where he scores a shit ton of points, I bet, against other bad teams. But
character
wise, like, oh, terrible red flags.
I mean, it, but Dave, doesn't it always work out when like a 13-year-old like gets a Lamborghini and gets everything he wanted from age 13 to 18? Isn't that, that person's always turns out great though, right?
Always does.
That's well. Right.
That's when he's right. completely that's catered right. to for those five formative years. Yeah, that works out.
It's also absolutely great that he goes to a disaster of an organization.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Michael Jordan continues drafting fucking horribly. My God.
Jesus Christ. Like, I want to be in the room the first time Jordan watches LaMelo clank a 50-foot pull-up three when they're down, like, 25. Yeah. I Jordan might strangle him.
Well, yeah. Look, I have a feeling we're going to look real stupid with Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball are good, but I don't care. Like, to me, these guys just seem like such huge busses. Like,
but here's the thing. Anthony Edwards... Okay, all those red flags. But you can even say that, like, he's pretty good at basketball. Like, when he tries.
So, yeah, like,
if you were like, hey, this guy's good at basketball, I just need to get him focused. He's young. I mean, that dude suffered a lot of tragedy as
right.
a kid.
Yes, yes.
And
right.
I will say this, like, as much as we joke and say it's all red flags and stuff, like, man, that's a hell of a lot for one, like, teenager. And maybe yeah. it... He maybe hasn't developed the maturity that you would expect of, you know, someone who didn't go through all that. So maybe there's potential there. But like LaMelo, like, yo, dude, just didn't go to high school, mm-hmm. didn't go to college. Right.
But
your form looks garbage. You don't play defense. And you were like, okay, in the Australian League? Like, can someone fucking tell me why? Besides the fact that
Javier liked him. Our draft expert liked him.
And like if you watch the tape, like, I mean, he has a skill set. Like he can be good, but like he's not nearly as good as he thinks he is. You know, and that's what's concerning to me is like he's just like he just seems like a piece of shit. And I think like LeVar actually did a good job kind of keeping that under wraps for a little while, like the last like few weeks. Like there were reports of him like not doing well in the interviews, but the fact that like I feel like that wasn't talked about that much, and now it's being talked about a lot now that he's been drafted.
Right. Hey, man, I mean, like he did a good job until he invited an ESPN reporter to get COVID at his house. So
right. Hey,
shout out to our boy LeVar.
Great con man.
Say what you will. I mean, his one son went number two and his other son went number three, and they're both going to get paid. They're both probably going to be in the league at least 6 years. So, I mean, come on.
And LaMelo, here's my absolute prediction that I guarantee will happen. LaMelo is going to be the guy that gets triple doubles. He might put up games where he scores 24 points and everyone's going to go, I told you so. Look how good he is. And he will never win. His plus minus will be minus like 50. Right. And they'll be like, but he got a triple double. I'm like, yeah, in a loss. No. Like
he's going to be like Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine, D'Angelo Russell. He'll be like,
Zach LaVine can shoot. Zach LaVine shot 40% in college on four shots. This dude shoots 28% in Australia. Is the, honestly, I really don't know. Is the Australian line the same distance as the NBA line? Does anyone know? Like, seriously, like what the fuck? Nah, like,
you know what? It's the same distance, John, but then when you shoot the ball, it goes counterclockwise around the rim.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
Yeah.
That's how it works. I'm
looking this up right now.
Man, oh, dude. Any other draft takes? Obviously, my guy, Halliburton, slipping, which, again, I don't understand. Whatever, I would have taken him number one. So we'll see. We'll see if I was wrong on that. Killian Hayes, your guy going to Detroit. It seems like Detroit's kind of doing things. It seems like they did building.
Some nice stuff. Like they're still pretty active today, kind of moving pieces around and shit. Like
like that. I don't like Halliburton on the Kings, but I also wonder maybe I'm being too hopeful here. Maybe it's a new day for the Kings. You know, they got a new GM.
Speaking of, can we mention like what the fuck happened to Milwaukee? Like with Bogdanovich? Dude, what the fuck happened there?
What
happened?
What is going on?
Giannis leaving. Confirmed.
So just to recap what Dave's talking about, they had this trade for Bogdanovich from the Kings, who's an RFA, restricted free agent.
Well, it was a sign-in trade.
They claimed
what was happening, though.
Everyone's like, the Kings are like, this is happening, Bucks, or this is happening. And then 2 days later, it falls apart, which I don't understand. How does it fall apart? So they were saying that Giannis had talked to Bogdanovich, and he's like, cool. So how exactly does this fall apart?
Because... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, John. You know how I don't know how it falls apart.
The understanding is that Baga never agreed to go to the Bucks. So they had it all in principle where they're like, yeah, Bogdan's going to come and sign. And then a day later, he was like, nah, I decided not to, or I never agreed to that price. I think what probably happened was someone after that happened, someone probably was like, yo, we'll give you more money.
Right. Someone like, was I like, you signed for that much? Come on, man.
Yeah. Or like, hey, we thought we could only offer you this much, but then a trade happened. This happened, you know. We're gonna trade Russ to the Knicks, so now we have some more cap space. You know, now we can start offering some more things. But it's so classic Kings.
But is it on the Kings? I don't think it's on the Kings. I think it's on the Bucks.
Well, it's classic. I mean, Kings, they pissed off Buddy Hield, a guy they're paying $28 million a year for. They put him on the bench for Bogdanović.
But Bogdanović is better. So, yes, I mean, I don't.
And that's the whole thing. They took one of their best players and pissed him off to the point that he wants to get traded because they were like, well, we're going to re-sign this other guy. And then they don't even re-sign him.
Well, no, but that's a whole different regime, John. So it's like this new regime, I think, is looking at it. That's what I'm saying. I like the new regime. The new regime is like looking at it like Bogdanović is going to walk. Like he's going to sign some horrid offer sheet that we'll have to match and be stuck with two overpriced guys, or we can get something for him. And so I thought they got something for him. I thought they did well to get something for him. But I think the big fuck up's on the Bucks part. You got to nail it down. Like you just traded 5 first round picks for Drew Holiday. Oh, you know? Yeah,
the Bucks messed up too, but it's horrible. It's classic.
I put Kings. The onus on the Bucks.
It's classic Kings to have spent a whole year doing one thing, get a whole new regime, and then fuck that thing up.
Well, I'm hopeful to do the regime because it's a Daryl Morey guy. It's a Daryl Morey guy. So maybe I'm just being trying to be hopeful.
Pick was great, and that's my guy Halliburton. They do half the things right. They draft Fox. They trade for Buddy Hield, which was an amazing trade.
Yeah,
and then they just skip over Luka.
Yeah,
it's like the classic like fucking 1 foot steps forward, the other foot falls in a fucking pothole.
Well,
you were so close.
I put the blame on the Bucks. I think the Bucks. I don't know what the Bucks are doing. I don't know what it's like. I mean, that trade for Drew Holiday was insane.
Insane.
To recap, three first round picks and 2 pick swaps. It's basically what they got for Anthony Davis. For Drew Holiday, like, okay. I mean, I guess they were probably, you know, they had a bidding war between them and Denver or something. But the rumor was Denver was like, yeah, we didn't even offer anything close to that. So you give up all that shit for Drew Holiday, and then you can't even lock down the other starter in Bogdanović. Oh, also, you didn't lock him down. Now, guess what? Now, what's his face? Dante DiVincenzo, who you traded, is going to be pissed. This is what happened with the Lakers when the Chris Paul trade got vetoed. It was like all the guys they had in that trade were like, fuck the Lakers. So it's like doubly fucks you. You don't get your guy. The guys that you do have now are pissed off. So the Bucks are just totally screwed. And then even if they re-sign Giannis, they don't really have the pieces. Their general manager has showed his ass that he's not a good general manager. And just never going to get over the hump. So
also, like, everything when this trade went down, it was like everyone's like, you know what though, you have to do it, right? Drew was an overpay, but you know you need to sign Giannis. You need to get this. Now you locked him in. Hello, have we not learned from every single superstar that a contract doesn't matter?
That's true. Yeah, it's right. James Harden got 2 years.
They're like, oh well, now you got Giannis for 5 years. So who cares if those picks later go? Giannis could still leave.
Yeah.
Giannis could literally be like, if they go out in the first round, he'd be like, dude, I'm fucking done. This is what every superstar has done. So why are you throwing away your future for a guarantee that isn't really a guarantee? It's insane. For Drew Holiday, like,
so stupid.
He's fine, but he ain't like.
Hey, but props to David Griffin, because like, I thought they should have fucking. Traded him last season.
They
held out, and like there's no way they would have gotten a trade this good last year. So like, props to David Griffin for getting the picks.
I was out on him after the Van Gundy hire because I thought it meant that they were going to keep Drew Holiday, but now I'm all back in. You get that haul for Drew Holiday. It's I don't care how terrible your coach is, you know?
Yeah, the gumbo is back at Benihana's, baby.
I mean, just do a baller move. Just fucking do a baller move, David Griffin. Bring a whole bowl of gumbo into that Benihana and cook it up.
It's like the Griff special. Like you said, it's the same thing for AD. There's a slight difference between Anthony fucking Davis and Drew Holiday.
I'd say so.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying, dude.
We got to put Griff as one of the greatest GMs.
He is. I mean, like, yeah.
Weren't you saying he's not good? I was saying he's not good.
I was just saying, what evidence do we have that he's good? Because I didn't feel like he had done much. But hey, just Drew Holiday, I'll bat down. I was wrong.
A championship ring wasn't enough. But you traded Drew Holiday for five picks.
Look, haven't we shown through this podcast how much smarter we are than these GMs? I only spend 30 minutes of my day thinking about this and I'm smarter than you. I spend most of my day playing with Legos. So it's like, come on, man. So shout out to Legos. Got into them recently. Got back into them. But
Yeah.
You know what you guys should get into is maybe betting online. Is there a place to go do it? Maybe bet online. Football is back. You might not be at the game this year, but you could still be in on the action. Bet online. So you head on over there, make some bets, you know, get some great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use the promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right. Let's see. What else is happening?
Chris Paul.
You want to talk about the Sixers?
I can always talk about the Sixers.
Okay, maybe that's a mistake. Oh,
do we have to?
Sixers get Seth Curry. They gave up Richardson to get Seth Curry, and they got the number 36 pick. I don't know what happened with that. They got Danny Green. They got rid of Horford. Horford's family took umbrage, took the moment to, you know, they got traded. I don't know if you saw this, John, but Al Horford's sister and Al Horford's brother made fun of Philadelphia, said the fans were the worst fans in the league. So I don't know if that's a win for Philadelphia or not.
Didn't she say that about Boston on when
his sister has been living off her name forever?
To be fair, she's right about both.
Yeah, I mean, she's not wrong, but I mean, it's like Al Horford's supposed to be like high character, stand up, good locker room guy. His family sure takes a lot of shots.
Well, his sister's notorious.
Sister doesn't care. I mean, I kind of like it. I don't mind. But
she likes the heat. She likes the smoke.
Daryl Morey completely reshapes the roster, somehow got out of the Horford contract with like a lightly protected first or something. It seems like not even that bad of a first. Magically, he was able to get three shooters, Curry, Green, and then they draft. And then, is Maxey a shooter? I don't know, but it doesn't seem like this is hard. I don't know what are other people doing? Like, you just get a bunch of shooters. Daryl Morey just got a bunch of shooters like that. So
yeah. Going from Elton Brand to Daryl Morey is
it's like going from Matt Hill to John Hill. In a good way, John.
Damn, I was gonna say it's like going from Dunked On to Super Hoopers, but
people can't see me right now, but I haven't showered in like 2 days, and you know, we got my anniversary, so I've been eating a lot of just garbage and Wendy's milkshakes. So I'm kind of out of shape with like stringy receding hairline. And, you know, John is looking suave as usual. So I'm just trying to give John a compliment.
Thank you. It's insane. It's like literally everything. Like, this is the funny thing. So much was, are you going to trade Embiid? You got to trade Simmons? You got to do something. They were a disaster. Oh my God, what's going to happen? And it's like, yo, how about this? Get rid of your like seventh power forward in Horford, who makes $25 million,
right?
And put whose
family has a blood feud against the city. Yeah.
So now your lineup is Seth Curry, Danny Green, Tobias at the four, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons and Embiid. That's a solid team.
Mm-hmm.
That probably, yeah. And then also don't have fucking chowder for brains Brett Brown in there. You know.
Got a real coach.
Oh, you know why?
Be nice to Brett. Come on now.
I'll tell you why fucking LaMelo's a bust. Because he played in Australia and Brett Brown was their national coach. So that's the level of the league right there, folks. All right? You want to know why LaMelo does well? Because in Australia, they've never heard of a pick and roll. Because Brett Brown had banned it. I think that was part of their parliament. They banned it.
Well, John, are you roasting Ben Simmons too then?
Ben Simmons different, different. Dad's American.
I mean, yeah. Look, I love Australia. Currently watching Australian version of Lego Masters. Great show, shout out. But come on. Boy. I mean, how bad is your basketball league when LaMelo Ball goes there, plays 12 games, and has enough money to buy the team? I mean, your league's not in great shape. All right.
Yeah. So look, getting rid of Al Horford, a miracle. Literally, I'm
shocked.
I assumed it was for the 21st pick this year when they were like, for the first pick. I was like, great. A top six protected 2025. Like, that's great.
You know what the rumors are online that basically Presti owed Daryl Morey for the Westbrook trade.
That
Presti was like, all right, I got you, brother. You got me with that hooked me up on the Westbrook trade. I'm going to hook you up on
this. Is that a real rumor? Because that's a real rumor. I was like, dude, this was like, hey, I got you this time. Like, I got you.
It does. It's such a good trade.
I mean, I guess you're right. Because Morey saved him.
Well, he gave him a bunch of first rounders for Westbrook, and Morey knew he was out of there.
he was like, I'm leaving. I got you, Presti. I'll give you
like two first rounders, a couple swaps, and Presti, just get me back later. So
love it.
It makes sense that he would take Horford because they have like two people left on their roster, so they have to play someone.
Yeah.
Maybe Horford's sister and brother. Get them on the court. You know, they're taking shots. They want to be in the arena. So
just placeholders until the seven first rounders in 2025. Just need some placeholders, some bodies.
Look, people making fun of the Thunder, but they got Shai Gilgeous Alexander.
They're stacked.
And Dort. Dude, Dort was good. Dort shut down Harden. He's so good. I don't know his first name. What's his first name? It's like Lubengas or something. I don't know what his first name is, but Dort, I'm all in on Dort. That's a starter. They got Dort and Gilgeous Alexander. Come on. Those are two good pieces to start your team. And they got fucking 52 first rounders.
Diallo, is he still there?
The fucking 2023 draft is just going to be the Thunder. It's just going to be Sam Presti on stage. And he's like, with the first pick, I'll take this dude. With the second pick, I'll take this dude. So
now the Cavs will still have the fifth pick.
the Cavs will somehow get the worst player in the draft.
Also, low-key good tanking move because Horford is washed, but he has a big enough name that it's not egregious. You're like, hey man, I'm trying, you know, but dudes, they're gonna be top team in the draft next year. A lot of big drafts.
Oh, and next year's a good draft.
And then also, just to wrap up the Sixers, there was one guy I wanted, and they got him. Tyrese Maxey should have been, is going to be so, so good.
Right.
I agree. We were getting close to the Knicks' second pick. Was really hoping he was still going to be there, even though, I knew he probably wouldn't. But yeah, word was the Knicks were going to take him if he was still there. But
I'm scared. I'm very scared that maybe I don't know what I'm talking about when the guys I like, Haliburton and Maxey, fall so far. I'm just entertaining this. Maybe the draft and scouting departments know more than this. It doesn't seem like it, but it just does.
I think Anthony Bennett, I'll prove you wrong.
Andrew Wiggins.
Jabari, not a great Parker,
pick. Yep. Jahlil Okafor.
Lonzo Ball.
Still hope for Lonzo.
The all-timer.
Pelicans may have five point guards on their roster right now, but there's still hope. There's still hope for Lonzo.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and then they the Josh Richardson trade makes a lot of sense. You know,
get a shooter.
And
a good
shooter. Dallas.
Elite shooter.
Good for Dallas too.
Dallas definitely got more value on that trade, you know, getting that 36 pick plus Josh Richardson, who I think is as good, if not better than Seth.
I think they gave up the 36 pick. John, no?
No, the Sixers gave up the 36 pick.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. But Josh Richardson's going to get a new contract and he doesn't really fit with us. And Seth Curry is 3 years at like $8.5 million, which is like perfect for literally one of the best shooters in the world. So great deal. Daryl Morey. It's nice not having a fucking guy who was literally on the bench of the Sixers 3 years ago and got the job because of default, you know? Usually you like people default. That earn it, not just like, you know, it's like, I don't know if you guys watch The Crown, but like.
I only watch Lego Masters. I watch the US version. I'm watching the Australian version. I got the Germany version next and then the English version. So yeah, that'll be the next, the rest of the year.
In The Crown, you know, there's people who you think are going to be the next king, the next queen, and you're groomed for it. And then someone will randomly die or fall in love and quit the whole kingdom. And then they got to give it to the idiot cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And then
somebody just,
wait, are you just using eating, example someone, of a monarchy as the example of a meritocracy? I think
that's
kind of
that's how Elden Brand
that's how it works.
Yeah. he was standing around. Yeah.
Let's see what else. Phoenix gets Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm. Matt, what's your Phoenix eight? I want to hear your Phoenix. Good or bad next year?
I don't think they're going to be that good. I think it was a bit of a mirage. I like Chris Paul, but I do think at some point he's got to be old. Like at some point he's got to be washed. It seems to me, remember that year they almost made the playoffs and they're like, oh, we got to go all in. And so I don't know. Like, I don't think it's like a home run. I don't necessarily think it's like a massive home run for him. I mean, the rumor was it was kind of like they had to do it to appease Devin Booker because they don't want Devin Booker to walk. But I don't know. My thing is like, I kind of would, and look, I don't know anything, but I would kind of rather have Halliburton. It was just like, let me Halliburton. That team looked good. They seemed like they're gelling. I don't know. I didn't really see the need to go out there and,
yeah, but maybe
and
they,
get Chris Paul.
Maybe they didn't think that Halliburton would still be there. I mean, at 10.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Everybody was like, everyone's like, oh, you got to do it. You know, it excites the fan base. But I mean, like, if you got a young team that's good, your fan base will be excited. Like, I don't know if you necessarily needed to bring in the big name. It seemed like they just needed kind of like a win
at some point.
I mean, I don't hate it. It's not like they didn't give up that much. So it's not like it's like crippling to their franchise, but I don't know.
Chris Paul did the, like, it's unprecedented how like a 180 on his perception is. Like, he went from like, everyone hates him. He's not like, he can't win in the playoffs. Like, we keep trading this dude. He goes to OKC, takes him to the playoffs. And now everyone thinks he's like, not the dude that constantly gets hurt. And they think he's like 27 teammates hate all him. Of a sudden, right? Yeah. Like, what the hell? Like,
well, I think the knock on him is the teammates start to hate him after 2 years. And so you're like, okay, well, he only has 2 years left on his contract.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's not bad.
Right.
It seems like it takes a year and a half before they start to hate him. So,
yeah. But, I mean, I think it's good. I mean, I think the team could definitely use him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like, are they who was saying they might be like a fourth or fifth seed?
Come on.
No way.
Come on.
No. I mean, the playoffs chances got way better with the Clay injury. Don't get me wrong.
The Clay injury. Yeah. Yeah.
But like,
but you got to worry about that backcourt of Halliburton and Fox. That's an elite backcourt over there in Sacramento.
Right. Oh, God.
Hey, by the way,
doing that again.
By the way, rumor was Dallas was hot for Halliburton. They were trying to get in the top 10. That just tells me he's going to be good too, because Dallas is smart.
True.
I mean, Dallas
really
is
smart. Yeah, that's true.
Dallas fucking gave up the boat for Luka. They were like, this guy's, you know, transcend it. This is when we make our move, you know? So anyways, I don't know. I assume Phoenix will make the playoffs next year. I can't off the top of my head think about like what team is going to fall out. OKC will fall out. And so you think,
I mean, we still don't know what the Rockets are going to be.
That's right. The Rockets will definitely fall out. Oh, I don't know, John. I mean, we were making fun of all the Harden to the Sixers rumors, saying this is like a Sixers fantasy, Tillman Fertitta. You know, we'll never trade him to Morey. But I don't know if you saw KOC reported, I'm putting reported in quotes, that Fertitta's son was liking all sorts of tweets on Twitter that said, like, Fertitta's a businessman. He's just trying to drive up the price for Harden, you know, making it seem like maybe Fertitta would be amenable to a Harden to the Sixers trade. So,
well, I think, Ben Simmons is better than anything the Nets can offer. And I also think, like, look, if you get, you know, someone like Maxi playing well, you get a Thibault, like, if they're both young and playing well and good contracts, like, is that maybe better than 1 year of Carice LeVert? Wait, was he's only got like a, no, Allen only has 1 year left. You could actually make a non-Simmons deal that might end
up. Oh, you're crazy now. Now you're crazy.
No.
Now you're crazy, John. Now you're wild.
That's better
now
than the Nets?
Now, you, I mean, yeah, the Nets offer depends on how many first rounders are in that Nets offer.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, you would have to throw in the same first rounders.
Yeah, but I don't
what
like
what I'm saying is if you could get.
Nah, you got to get off Simmons. You know, you can't have Simmons and Harden.
Yeah, no way.
Dude, that no Nets way. Offer is not good.
Right.
I'm saying. True. I'm saying but, come the on. Sixers young pieces, if you get them playing well.
You're saying
it
wait.
Might look. Plus, you still need a shitload of first-round picks. I'm saying if the Nets' first rounds and the Sixers' first rounds are the same, and you're looking at the players you get back, would you rather have Spencer Dinwiddie and these guys that are going to make a lot of money, or would you rather have a bunch of young rookies?
Yeah, look, yeah, I'm not sold on the Nets' current players, the package of whatever, LeVert and Allen and Dinwiddie. I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't think – I mean, LeVert has injury concerns. Allen's probably a good piece, but I don't know. I like maybe the potential of a maxi, maybe, who knows. And Dinwiddie, I don't know, like how long before Dinwiddie just like goes to Silicon Valley and does like a Bitcoin startup. It's like, he's not going to be in the league forever. So it's a, you know, yeah, I see your point. Like, I don't mind the Sixers young talent, but I mean, come on, they'll be laughed out of the room. Daryl Moore tries to trade for Harden without giving up Ben Simmons. Come on.
Right.
Like,
Hey,
come on. I mean, look, you can't hide.
It's like last week.
It's like trying to hide a white Rolls Royce from an ESPN reporter. The ESPN reporter is going to sniff that white Rolls Royce right out.
I will take Tyrese Maxey over any player the Nets have.
Keep that mask on while you're sniffing, though. All right? Sorry.
I will take Maxey over any player that the Nets have.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I would take Maxey over Kyrie Irving, definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
Here are the players I would take over Kyrie Irving are any players named not Kyrie Irving. So, I like that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. All right. Do we have anything else? It feels like we actually gone through everything. The Lakers got Dennis Schroeder. So
that's a great pickup. I think that's
seems
awesome.
Seems to me. People were panning it, but it's like.
Why?
I don't know. Why? They didn't give up anything.
Lakers fans were freaking out when Avery Bradley wasn't coming to the bubble. I'd rather have fucking Dennis Schroeder. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, what? They gave up Danny Green. Danny Green was a no-show for him. Danny Green no-showed the finals, and they gave up the 28th pick, which I guess could have been Tyrell Terry, but they didn't know that. So
they didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Schroeder's good. And last year proved too. Like, his shooting's way better these days.
Look, I'm done making fun of the Lakers. It seems like they got great chemistry too. It seems like whatever's going on over there is working in terms of the camaraderie. So you get Schroeder right there.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. It seems like that's been the concern with him in the past, but I think you get him over there with LeBron and friends, and you know, they're all having fun, and you know, yeah, like we said earlier, probably another title for the Lakers. Great.
Also, you know what I've noticed? Just nothing happening in Portland, man. And I fucking feel terrible for Dame. Just like, ugh.
Well, they got Rocco. Like, they got Robert Connaughton.
Yeah, that'll make them a contender now.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, like, you got to respect Dame. Oh, that was another thing about Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards claimed he was a better rapper. So here's a list of careers Anthony Edwards would rather have than an NBA player, football player. Rapper, I don't know. I'm guessing a few other ones, and then you know, number 10 NBA player. Amazing. But yeah, he claimed he's a better rapper than Dame, but won't release the tracks. Look, I don't know much about rapping, but it's every rapper I know puts out music. They always drop it a SoundCloud. I don't know. Like I said, I'm an old man. I don't know much about the youths and the hip and the hopping. But come on, it's like it seems like if you're doing something, you want it out there in the world. It's like look. You know, when I spend 5 hours making my latest great Lego creation, you know, I snap a couple photos and I'll put it on the gram. You know, come on. So
on the Patreon. $4.
Oh, man. I hope you're getting all the Lego takes out this pod. Because,
yeah.
But, like, no more mentioning it after today.
The Lego takes are creeping, the Lego takes
creeping me out. It's creeping me out.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Creepy dude. You're like really old. About.
When I've built a little like, van, I like, built a should... little van I could drive around to the local schools in, kind of show off the Legos. You know, it's
like linking logs or like or actual bricks. I feel like you're from the age of bricks.
Yeah, like from the age where the 5-year-olds had to build the house while the dad was in the fields.
Yeah, got these beautiful bricks, this beautiful cement.
Right. Well. Yeah, no, get used to it. Lego takes is just going to replace the serving takes. All right. That's just, so that's where we're
Do you think I felt like last night, I don't feel like any team did well. Like,
any team did well?
Like, I'm trying to think. Like, all the players.
Okay. Sixers, John? Have you heard about the Philadelphia 76ers?
But what I'm saying is.
So they traded an untradeable contract for enough and somehow got value back for it?
Yeah. Also, yeah, okay, thanks for bringing that up. Can we talk, like, I just want to once again say how
I feel like
right
the five margaritas are clouding your brain, but.
No, I want to say how right I am. Whenever they say a contract is untradeable, it's always tradable.
It's always
tradable. It is always tradable.
I would like to see the track record of contracts that they said were untradeable and how many of those were traded. I'm guessing 100%. Every contract
every single was untradeable. Every contract, except Kevin Love. He's the only except one. Except for Kevin,
but nobody has said that it was untradeable. They said They said it was a value contract at the time.
but I
meanwhile,
mean,
okay. Westbrook, is Westbrook a Nick yet, Dave? That's another untradeable one. Is he a Nick? By the time this post, he'll be a Nick.
Yeah. I got my Shams and my Woj notifications on. No notifications yet. Still just Ryan High off this Ed Davis trade now. So please, just let me have that.
Look, of the bad teams, did any of them, do you feel like, who got good?
The Kings.
Yeah, the Kings. Well, the Kings got a fantastic pick, but so did the Pistons. They got Stewart, too. Mm. Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah.
So I think the Pistons did real well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Killian Hayes and Stewart?
Oh, that's right. They got Hayes. Hayes might be good.
Hayes might be turn out to be the best. It wasn't draft.
Everything we knew about this draft is there's no good players, so it's like basically impossible for a team to do good if there's no good players. So.
But I also feel like all the teams that can't develop pick the players that need development.
That's true.
What I mean.
Charlotte,
usually,
Minnesota.
Usually it's like, okay, the Kings are terrible, but you get De'Aaron Fox. He doesn't really need much development per se.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they did well with Haliburton. Another guy that probably doesn't need much development.
No, he's good.
You know, and of course, just nine teams just blow by him. And they pick these guys that need to become, you know, oh, if this dude just like learns to play defense, or if this dude learns to shoot, it's like, what?
Look, he's got a great body. He just needs to learn how to play basketball.
Yeah, he needs
a next step where he knows how to play the game. He was drafted
to
play.
But to be fair, like, how many players, like, especially in the lottery this year, like have no flaws to their game? Like, I feel like there's a knock on like every one of them. Which is why it's a weaker draft. Like, that's just how it is. There was no home run that we know of right now, but we'll see.
Speaking of home runs, there's no more ads to read. All right, that's your heart out, Dave. I think we've gone through all the relevant news. Until next week, keep pooping.
I knew when I made that joke that it would be cut out. I would never make that joke. not the three of us.
Making me work, Dave. Making me work. I was gonna just.